Recently, I delivered a computer back to a friend. Now, I don't work on computers much anymore. Only one or two people. So don't ask me to work on your computer. Time is so precious. I only do this for a few people that I feel like God wants me to. And so this is one of those precious people. Unfortunately, it's 45 minutes from my house to their house. And I did what they needed done so that they could use their computer, and was returning it. As I got there and was setting it up, I realized that I had forgotten a little 4-inch cable that has an adapter on one side that connects to the computer, and on the other side connects to the HDMI port on the back of their TV. And I just completely forgot it. And the sad thing is, in that moment, I realized what that meant was another hour and a half round trip that I would have to drive. And that's behind me now. But I thought, man, what needless stuff we suffer because we don't remember. We're forgetful. And we should remember. But we struggle. And God knows this. He made us. And that's why Israel, after God brought them out of the hand of Egypt, established the Passover meal. It was something that the Israelites would observe every year to remind them of what God had done for them, how he had passed over, the death angel had passed over. That is, their firstborn did not die. That whole story where they would take that perfect lamb and put the blood on the doorpost, and they would follow all those instructions in detail. But that's what God did. And God didn't want them to forget. Neither does the Lord want us to forget what Jesus has done for us, which is why in the New Testament, Jesus wonderfully and marvelously really took that Passover meal that he was observing with the disciples and turned it into what we know as the Lord's Supper. And Jesus said, "Take, this is my body, which is broken for you. And take this, this fruit of the vine. This is my blood, which was shed for you." And he said, in observing that Lord's Supper, as often as we do it, we show the Lord's death until he comes. Remembering. We need to remember. Someone said wisely that once it's a look backward at what Christ has done for us. It's a look inward at what he's done in our heart and is doing there. And it's a look forward to what he's promised. He's coming back. And all those things. But we are so forgetful that we tend to forget what Christ has done for us. The Bible tells us that we're not to forget his benefits. It's that whole chapter, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. From the Psalms, we're to not forget. We're to remember what he's done for us. Another place in the Bible says, "Can a bride forget her jewelry? Yet my people has forgotten me days without end." And it's important as we go through life to take some time and reflect on where we were when Jesus found us, what our journey has been, what have we gone through, and I love that old song, 'Tis grace that's brought us safe thus far, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. We remember those things. Do you remember what God's brought you through, where he brought you from, what he's brought you through? And are you remembering that he's with you today? And can you imagine this day without his presence? Can you just for a moment imagine what it would be like if you were alone without the Holy Spirit? And can you possibly imagine what life would be like today without the promises that we are trusting God to keep? And he will in the days ahead. I can't. And so today, let's just remember, we serve an amazing God, and he deserves our love, and our heart, in fact, demands it. Let us love the Lord with all our heart, mind, and soul. and let us remember what he has done.